Evaluating throughput. A key metric for manufacturing or service efficiency is throughput. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines throughput as 1. The rate at which the system generates goal units. Because throughput is a rate, it is always expressed for a given time period, such as per month, week, day, or even minute. If the goal units are money, throughput is an amount of money per time period. In that case, throughput is calculated as revenues received minus total variable costs, and then divided by units of the chosen time period. 2. In warehousing, it represents the number of goods that are moving through the warehouse at any given moment. Throughput is one of the simplest, yet most important, manufacturing metrics. Common measurements of throughput include average number of units produced over a specified period of time, for example, units per minute, volume of services provided, or amount of money per time period. If an organization's throughput decreases, it knows that it has an issue in production that needs to be addressed. Throughput metrics include efficiency, utilization, productivity, input/output control metrics, cycle time or throughput time, cycle time versus tech time, the rate of customer demand. Throughput can often be measured using visual management or visual signs related to throughput. Visual management is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a management system in which every metric that matters, standardized work, and improvement approaches are displayed on the shop floor and in the office. Since the production line is directly linked to the output of the machines, managing and measuring throughput allows the organization to identify areas where bottlenecks or slowdowns are occurring and make the appropriate adjustments. Two additional related terms are flow rate and production rate, which are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Flow rate: the running rate of work through the manufacturing process, which is measured as the inverse of cycle time. For example, if the cycle time is 2 minutes per unit, the flow rate is 240 units per 8-hour shift. Production rate: the rate of production usually expressed in units, cases, or some other broad measure, expressed by a period of time, for example, per hour, shift, day, or week. SIN: production level. The production or flow rate tends to be slower in batch processing, due to the lack of specialization of machinery and workers. Service industry throughput. In the service industry, a higher rate of throughput enables more customers to be served in a given period, which increases revenue per time period. Variable costs also increase, but fixed costs are spread over more units. Service throughput can be measured using many of the metrics just discussed, but customers served, or money, will be the goal units. For example, input/output control could monitor customers entering queues and output of customers leaving after the service is complete. Customers will have expectations for the value-added and non-value-added portions of service-led time. The value-added time is when the service is actually being provided, and customers will desire this to be the majority of their time spent and for this run time to fall within an expected range, such as getting a certain amount of quality time with a doctor. The organization should set a target time range for this rather than attempting to minimize it so that customer service and throughput goals can be balanced. Non-value-added portions include queue times, setup times, wait times, and move times that should be minimized to the degree feasible to maximize throughput without harming customer service. A restaurant example for each would be waiting for a table. Queue, table setup for different size groups. Setup, waiting for the meal, wait, and moving customers to and from the table. Move. Different services will use these lead time elements to different degrees. Service organizations have found many creative ways to minimize queue times or make them appear to be shorter. Examples include customer service collecting a phone call back number rather than making the person wait on hold, providing pagers to customers at restaurants to make a virtual queue, or providing priority queues for customers who pay a premium or are in frequent customer programs.